Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
David Gerber is an executive coach. He is an explorer of the wilderness and human potential. His newest book is The Lion Is You, Lessons from the Wild on Coming Alive Again. Welcome back to the show, David.
It's great to be back, George. I love chatting with you.
Yeah, it's great to see you again. Refresh our memory. Tell us a little about your personal lives, more about your work, and what motivated you to put pen to paper for the book.
Yeah, so personal life, I live in Denver, Colorado. Love it out here currently. I travel a decent amount for work and really enjoy that as well. Obviously get over to Africa, which we'll get into. And executive coach and partner at Novus Global, which is an executive coaching firm, and been there for about a decade now. And it's been really fun. We started with six coaches. I was one of the original six there. And then it started with one, and then it was four, and then it was six. And then it took us about a decade, and now we're at 70 coaches or so. And so it's really been fun to be a part of growing the firm and all the leadership challenges that come with that. And then we've started launching, different divisions. And so we work with a lot of professional athletes. So that's one of our divisions. We also work with the business side of professional sports as well. So like we have a separate division for that because it's very, we learned quickly, like the athlete side of the professional sports world is very different than the business side of it. So we did that. And then we've got a construction division and then a faith division. And then eventually we'll look at developing an adventures division, which will probably weave in really well with the lion tracking trips that I've been doing.
I don't know that I've ever heard somebody say those words before, the lion tracking trips that I'm doing. Tell me more about that, David.
Yeah, so I'm always really clear at the outset that it is lion tracking, not hunting. And so I'm always really clear with that because it's very much more on the conservation side of things in the sense of it's about experiencing lions in their natural environment on foot. And so many of us have probably seen lions either in a zoo or a safari park. And most times people can tell pretty quickly that something feels off about that, right? And I don't want to go way into it or whatever it is, but it's like, oh man, you have a sense that a lion's not designed to be in any sort of enclosure. And, the first time I ever saw a lion in the wild, I want to say was, 15, 20 years ago. I happened to be on like a game drive of some sorts in Africa. And I remember seeing a lion walk in the wild and it just instantaneously was like, oh, that's where a lion's supposed to be. They are wild. They're meant to hunt. They're meant to protect their territory. And a lot of that stuff they don't have to do when they're in an enclosure and getting, their three meals a day or whatever it is. And so again, not hunting, just out tracking on foot. We do have trained guides with us that understand the wild very, very well. And so it's perceptively quite dangerous, but in reality, it's really not that dangerous. But getting to experience lions on foot with no fences, no vehicles, just out there in the wild is a really surreal experience. And it is something that my guests that I've taken with me say that there's no way to, you can't watch on National Geographic. You can't do it through some sort of 3D headset or, whatever, Oculus or whatever. You got to be there and be there in the presence of the lions to experience that.
Well, I don't doubt that for a second. So there's a gap between I'm not a lion tracker. Now I'm walking around following lions and they can eat me.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely a shift in somebody's life the moment they experience that. And the first time you see that, when I've seen guests, the first time we've encountered lions on foot, and you just watch their whole physiology shift, right? Because it goes from this idea that like, there's an assumption that I had even before I ever did it of like, well, if I ever saw lions, cause we're taught whether it's through movies or whatever the heck it is. I mean, I grew up in the Midwest and it's like, you know, I'd see gophers or deer or, you know, maybe a moose once in a while and assume that if I ever saw a lion on foot, that lion was going to come for me. And then you realize that's just rarely the case. Like the lions really actually don't want to, they are essentially a big cat. And in some ways, kind of like a house cat, sometimes they just want to be left alone. And so sometimes when we're out tracking, if we come across, you know, if we see some lions in the distance, if they see us or sense us first, if they have a chance, they'll oftentimes just get up and like go 100 yards away and like get away from us. They don't, it's like, I remember the first time that happened, I was like, wait, what is happening here? Like, I thought they would run at us and just eat us. And then I realized is that they don't have, really most lions have no interest in like eating a human. It's just like not, we're not on their menu essentially. And so when you have that first moment, it's like your brain, like this is, I think transformation oftentimes happens is you begin to see life with a new lens of what you thought was going to happen. And then that doesn't happen. And then you get to experience these, you know, again, apex predators, just out taking a nap or doing their thing or whatever it is. And so I can keep going, but I'll let you kind of.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm sure every single step in this process is extraordinary.
Yeah.
How did you start doing it?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. It's a really great question. So, and this will kind of tie even in with the book that I've written and is currently in publishing. We'll release it in April of next year of 2026. So in COVID, like a handful of people that I know ended up going through a pretty heartbreaking divorce. And it really broke my world in all the good ways. At first it was obviously heartbreaking. Like any breakup is. And my life fell apart. I'm very transparent about this. I went through about 6 to 12 months of what I'd call, like what I understand now to be suicidal ideation. So I was in a very, very dark place. And I still remember there was this moment where I had went to Sedona, Arizona. I'd basically built like a 5-week trip for myself to go and really do some kind of deeper work therapy wise, et cetera. So I went to Sedona and then I went out to Northern California and back to Sedona. And I still remember one time, and this is like my life was flatlined, you know, suicidal ideation for people that, you know, and maybe you're not familiar with it. It's the idea that I just don't want to wake up or I kind of like hope I die in my sleep is what it was like for me. Because it was like, it felt like this pain was just never going to end. And so I remember at one point I had bought a dirt bike at the time. I was ripping around Sedona and I remember I came back and I just felt lifeless. I'm here riding this dirt bike in this beautiful Red Rocks, Sedona, Arizona, like a mecca for dirt biking. And come back and I'm laying on the floor of my Airbnb, staring up the ceiling fan. And I just feel like no reason to live. Why am I doing this? You know, I can't even have fun riding a dirt bike around Sedona by myself. And I've got all this freedom, whatever it is. And then it was so funny. I thought about the lions. And for some reason I had like, you know, if you think about like a heart rate monitor, I had this like uptick. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense. You know, like I'd seen lions a few times in the previous decade in Africa, never on foot, but I had this, you know, like this like uptick in energy. And I was like, what is that about? And so then I was like, this doesn't make sense. Cause like the lions are 10,000 miles away from me. So like what's going on here? But I knew at that point I'd put enough things together from books and mentors or whatever it is that like follow the aliveness was kind of the message. And there was the only sense of life I had was something to do with lions. And so, after that trip, when I got back to Denver, I kind of like started like figuring this out. A friend of mine put me in touch with a safari guide. And I, you know, the number of steps in between there. And all of a sudden I find myself in Africa.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
On foot tracking wild lions. And the long story short of it is that experience with the lions helped me heal in ways that I could have never have healed before from my divorce. It just really helped me connect to this wild part of me that I feel like I never had discovered before, but always was looking for. And so that was if I deconstruct so many different things, but I felt like I realized when I was on foot with the lions that I had lived this life that was fairly tame and essentially caged. But I knew I always wanted to like be wild, but I'd never really had great role models in my life for like, how do I live this wildly masculine kind of lion energy type of life? And so that was how I got into it initially. And then over the last previous number of years, I've went pretty much every year. And then this last year took guests for the first time. And there was just something about that that just kept calling me, even though it felt irrational. And so I just thought, hey, okay, I'm hit rock bottom. There's one sign of life. It's lions. Let's go follow the aliveness and follow those breadcrumbs. And then the lions and their energy delivered almost like a shockwave to my soul that helped me heal, that, turned now into like a thing where I'm bringing other people as well.
What a crazy thing.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's awesome. It's incredible. And I'm really glad that it happened. Yeah. Wild.
Yeah.
It's like looking backwards, the dots all connect, but who could have imagined?
No, it really is a wild experience, man. Looking back on it, as I've deconstructed it, it was like, it was funny. Cause I remember the first time I ever saw a lion in a zoo, I was 15 years old. And my family had just moved to Omaha, Nebraska, right? So I moved from like a small town, Minnesota, big city, Omaha, Nebraska. And we went to the zoo and I was like miserable. I was like, nothing was going to cheer me up. I was like this miserable teenager. And this kind of all ties in with like why it came full circle, because I spent the whole day. It's like one of those like super hot, humid days in the Midwest where everything, your shirts are sticking to you and sweat's dripping down your face and kids are crying and whining and strollers and popcorn everywhere. And I remember coming around this corner, I see this lion. And it was the first time I'd ever seen a lion in real life. I'd seen them in encyclopedias and crap like that in the library and in school. But I saw this lion. I was like immediately mesmerized by it. I was like, what is this thing? You know? And it almost like magnetically pulled me in. And I didn't realize it till like 20 years later that like part of the experience of that was that, oh, wow, like I felt caged just like the lion did. And I wanted to be free just like the lion wanted to be free. And there was something that happened in my body in that moment that I couldn't put words to. And it took me 20 years to figure it out. And I realized what that lion like put a question in my heart. And the question that lion put in my heart was, what the heck is this feeling in my body? And why do I feel so drawn to it? And it was weird that it took well over 20 some years for me to run that full circle, because when I saw the lions in the wild for the first time, especially on foot, it all made sense of like, oh, this is the feeling in my body that I think that humans come pre-wired with, that we all have, right? And it might be dancing for somebody, music, it might be being a DJ, it might be playing a sport, it might be art. There are things that like ignite something in our body that is indescribable. And then most times society oftentimes will say, oh, no, don't do that. Like, go get the safe cubicle job, go get the safe job as a lawyer, engineer, doctor, whatever it is, rather than chase your dream, because it brought aliveness out of your body. And so I realized that like that question that lion put in my heart then came full circle post-divorce, where the lion what I saw on foot was like, this is what the feeling in your body has always been about. And this is what the feeling that when you were laying on the floor in Sedona, that's what it's always been about, is that you needed to learn how to follow the aliveness by understanding how close you were or felt to like death physically. But more importantly, it was like the death metaphorically, which, you know, listeners probably have been through difficult times in life. It's like, we do need to die in order to actually fully live. And for me, the lion energy when I was 15 tied in with the one later in life.
Well, it all makes sense to me. And so thank you. And yeah, I appreciate you connecting all those pieces.
Yeah.
The search for aliveness that we all have, is it that something about the lion, the way that it is and the way that it lives, or is it your communing with them? Is it all of it?
Yeah. So it is, I would say it is all of it. And I feel like it strikes people in different ways. But the one thing that really stood out to me, I was having a conversation with a dear friend, and I was like, kind of like, gosh, why am I so drawn to this energy? You know, like, what is it about the lions? And that's common for a lot of people. Most people, the first time you see a lion in the wild, you remember that moment. And so I remember though, she said, the energy of a lion is to not run away from what it is. And I realized that not my whole life, but a lot of moments in my life, I wasn't comfortable and confident in who I was, meaning I was kind of trying to get away from myself or away from a discomfortable emotion or, you know, heartbreak or whatever it is. And when she said that, I was like, holy cow, that's part of the energy. Is like a lion, you know, is never wondering what it should or shouldn't be. A lion is just a lion. And it somehow communicates that almost through a reverberating shockwave. When you see a lion walk in the wild, it just carries itself with this beautiful, almost like fierce, confident humility. Because, you know, I think there's a perception that lions just kind of run the jungle and like when they want to eat, they eat. And it's like, it's not like that. There was one time we were tracking and we had tracked behind a lion fight that happened that I didn't realize until the tracker helped me understand what was going on, because we were tracking, we had really good tracks. We were probably 30 to 60 minutes behind what had happened. And all of a sudden you see lion mane hair all over the place. And then we actually found a lion claw laying there. So it was a vicious fight, meaning like, so male lions have to fight other male lions for territory. Right. So like they have this fierceness and this confidence and this swagger that they're the king of the jungle. And they also have this humility of, I've got to fight other male lions for our territory. And we've all got to hunt for our food, which means taking down a 2,000-pound buffalo that's got big horns that's trying to gore you. Right. So there's this like, it's almost like a beautiful relationship that lions have with nature, you know? And then there's a quote that actually came up in Yellowstone. They're in a really tense moment where one of the characters says to the other one, old lions don't die of old age. Old lions die because frankly, they can't fight the younger lions. So like younger lions end up killing them, right? So there's like some of this vicious natural things that happen in nature. And so anyway, you know, all that to say, but so it's what I love that blend of like the confidence and the fierceness and the humility of like, hey, nature, like the wild is the wild. It is not a safe place out there for animals, you know?
There's no sentiment. It just is what it is, man.
Yeah. And that's, it's like one of those things that's, it's kind of tough to accept because it's like, that's what it is. For whatever reason, that's just the way the wild works.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
And the way probably life works too. It's just that we don't want to do that. So, okay, that's awesome. And some really, really, really great sentences there, lines that they don't run away from what they are. A lion is a lion. It operates unapologetically. It just does what it does. Do you feel like just that recognition that that's how I ought to be also? Why am I running from my nature or my true identity, who I really am, because the world has beat it out of me, because the world, society has told me that the things that I am are not worthwhile or needed today?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, you said it actually quite well, is that in some ways I do feel like there's some sort of societal conditioning where, in almost like, for instance, almost every epic movie, this is the storyline, right? Like, especially every Pixar one, right? So like Moana, it's like, you know, like the main character wants to go beyond the waves. And then society is like, no, we stay on this side of the waves, right? So if you think of any movie you love, from Braveheart to Lord of the Rings to, you know, Field of Dreams to Star Wars, right? It's all about the main character has a sense that there's something beyond, right? And then, but is told to like not be the full expression of themselves. But what we all long for is to be the full expression of ourselves. And so it takes some sort of, usually like some sort of things happening in our life where we're like, you know what? I want to pull through that energy of the lion, which is to be who I fully am and to be fully alive in that. And you know, it's interesting because like if you juxtapose that, for me, one of the best terms for the opposite of fully alive is like sleepwalking. And I was talking to a colleague of mine, or not a colleague of mine, but like a business connection of mine, and I've known him for 6-7 years. And I said to him, you know, recently on a call, I said, "Hey, do you feel like you've like been sleepwalking in much the last number of years?" And he literally kind of like, he goes, "Oh man, it's like, I feel that all the time." And I was like, "Wait, what?" Like, you know, I was expecting him to say like, "Oh yeah, I've kind of felt like it a little." He was like, "No, that's like, I felt like that for the last number of years, pretty much every day." And I was like, "Oh, interesting," you know, because he's got all these responsibilities and isn't really thinking about following the aliveness. He's like, "Hey, this is what I have to do." And most of us, it's like this paradigm that we have of, I can't go follow the aliveness. I've got to do this and this and this and this. I can't go create the life that I want. And I felt that. And because I lived a lot of my life that way. And frankly, the divorce actually kind of broke me open from that in a lot of ways of like, I was like, I want to be the full expression of who I am. And I'm going to go after that now.
It's aliveness versus just the execution of tasks.
Yes.
Just going through, crossing items off a list all day. And then I go to sleep and I do that again.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound good at all, David.
No, it doesn't, but it you know, as they would say in, I think it's the movie Chicken Run, when they're all like, you know, they're all want to like leave the coop, and they have this big meeting, and the, and like, they're like, do you want to just be like stuffed, plucked and butchered or whatever it was? And then one of the chickens responds, it's a living.
That's really funny.
You know what I mean? Like, I cringe every time I watch. I mean, I don't watch it that much, but I like when I first saw that, I was like, oh, like I don't want to just, I don't want to just sleepwalk through life and have everything be predictable. I want the uncertainty of it. And I remember saying to one of my therapists at one point, we were talking about, you know, just the future and like my desire to, you know, get married again and, or yeah, get married again and start a family, of which I've not done yet. And I remember saying to her, I just want to know if it's going to happen, you know? And she was normally super tender and gentle with me. And she goes, is that why you track lions? Cause you want the predictable. She's like, you could go 20 minutes down your street and for like 15, 20 bucks, go see lions and guaranteed you'll see lions, but you go fly 10,000 miles away with no guarantee. When you go out tracking lions, it's like they're out there somewhere, but we don't always know where, and there's no fences around. So like, there's no guarantee that they're there that day. And it like hit me. I was like, oh, wow. What I thought I wanted was certainty and predictability in life. And what I realized I really wanted, which I think we all want, it was we actually want the uncertainty. We want the mystery. We want the unknown, because that's really what makes life worth living and keeps us fully alive, in my opinion.
Well, there's a lot of really rich stuff there for sure. Our desire for safety and security, because why wouldn't I want that? And I need everything that you've just been describing. Otherwise, I'm sleepwalking through life and I'm just punching the clock. And, you know, that's not what we're made for either, David.
No way. Yeah.
There's so much more for us. Well, this has been awesome, man. I'm so excited for the book. And I know that we're planning to have you back on in a couple of months to sort of dig deeper into some of these ideas. So, I appreciate you coming back on. I'm really thankful that you went through this terrible experience, David.
Hey man, I am too. And I say that from a very grounded place. It's not just a line. It's like, it was a very difficult number of years. And it was like, frankly, it was the best thing that ever happened. I mean, I've told my ex-wife that. I've said, hey, like, you know, you choosing that this wasn't our path anymore was the greatest thing, gift you ever gave me. And I didn't mean that spitefully at all. It was like, hey, thanks for this. And we have an amicable relationship, and I wish her best and she wishes me best. And I'm really proud of that, because that's not usually how it goes. And I was just committed to that in my process of healing. Was it involved a lot of forgiveness and a lot of like letting go. And it broke open a lot of this stuff. And like you said, it's like, I'm glad you went through this, and like, I am too. And I don't know that I want to go through it again, but I'm glad that I went through it. And I think that those are the things we look back on in life. And we have this immense sense of like pride that I got through that thing, and now I can go create my life's work.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Well, David, thank you so much for coming back on.
Yeah, man, you bet.
Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Yeah. So one of the simplest ways, I mean, I do have a website. It's davidagerber.com. If you're interested in going on the lion tracking trips, there's a tab there, or you can go to experiencesdavidagerber.com. And then my Instagram handle is just David Gerber. So DAVIDGERBER. You can find me there. I do post a decent amount of stuff to, like, people oftentimes have a lot of questions about lion tracking. So I have a whole highlights set up answering a lot of questions about lion tracking, what the trips have been like. And then I'm also, I did have a film crew with me on the trips this past year. And so there'll be stuff coming out. They're just finishing editing right now, for people to try to get an experience and feel of the immersion. So I'd say that's great. And then, Novus Global's website is novus.global. Most people think it's novusglobal.com. That won't quite get you there. So novus.global will get you to our, the firm's website. You can learn about all the work that we do, with companies and with sports teams.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show David your appreciation, share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to davidagerber.com and dig deeper into everything David and I have been talking about. Find him on Instagram at David Gerber, and then go to Novus, NOVUS.global. And I will link all of those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, David.
Thanks, George.
Till next time, do your part, by doing your best.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.